Okay, I'm here at Santa Fe Agri Leaders. It is their field tour. We're here in City Park tonight getting ready to load the bus and go on to check out all the plots that they have planted. And right now I'm with Caleb Bergman. Caleb, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing just great now.
Who's this lady to your right?
That would be my lovely cousin, Martha Schreiman.
Lovely cousin and quite an ag teacher, right? One of the best ever.
One of the best in the state. I've met a lot of them, and she's right up there.
She sure is. I tell you what. Now, I understand you've had quite a career in baseball. You graduated from Valley.
For 6 years, got my master's, a couple majors, a couple minors, because I had the time, and why not? Played baseball, got done with that, and kind of happy to be done, kind of getting too sore of it, ready to start my career.
You pitched, right?
Yep, I pitched. I was a pitcher in college for 6 years, and then I pitched in summer league in Chillicothe for 4.
Oh, Mudcats up there.
Yep. Good old time. Great people. Farm oriented people. So I was able to stay connected.
Oh, that's great. So, what overall was your favorite thing about Missouri Valley going to school there? Was it baseball, or was it just getting your master's, or kind of all together?
Honestly, it was the ease and accessibility of being able to get multiple majors and multiple minors by taking just similar course loads, and the accessibility of getting to my master's without having to strain too much on worrying about transferring or leaving the school.
Martha, do you remember this guy from high school?
Oh, yes, I do. Him and his twin brother, Connor. They were my first set of cousins that I had when I was a teacher. So that was interesting to have them in class, but really it was the best time. And
they were proud to be a student under you. I'm sure everyone I talk to that's from Santa Fe, you always fix me up down state convention. I look for the Santa Fe on the back of the jackets, and you always make sure I have several of them up there to interview. I think this guy's one of them.
Yep. Yeah, I did that a couple of times. I was requested to.
Request you and grabbed you by the jacket and pulled you over there, if I remember right.
Yep. Sometimes you just have to listen to a little force, you know. Nothing wrong with that.
Go back to your FFA career. I know that the Blue Jackets, I was just telling them over there a while ago, anytime you have a major agricultural event, you look around and see those Blue Jackets, you know that they're ready, willing, and able to help out, and I'm sure you were one of those.
Oh, absolutely. I actually, Martha inspired me so much that when I went to college, I actually got one of my majors in ag education. I'm not currently teaching ag education right now, but she really inspired me to stay connected to my roots, as well as try to inspire the next generation of agriculturists. Very inspiring.
You will hear more of my interview with Caleb Bergman and Martha Schreiman on an upcoming Ag Report on KMMO. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. Why was Cinderella so bad at baseball? She had a pumpkin for a coach. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.